Students and teachers returned to classrooms in Chicago today, ending a strike that had closed the doors of the nation's third largest public school system for more than a week. Negotiators had reached a tentative deal over the weekend, but that was rejected by the Chicago Teachers Union. On Monday, Mayor Rahm Emanuel went to court seeking an immediate end to the strike. A hearing was scheduled for this morning, but on Tuesday afternoon, the union delegates voted overwhelmingly to return to work. The contract, which still must be ratified by the union's 26,000 members, is being described as a compromise, with both sides able to claim some victories. Susan Ohanian is a longtime teacher and author of about 20 books, including Why is Corporate America Bashing Our Public Schools? She says Illinois law prohibits teachers from striking over non-economic issues, but in Chicago, the teachers stayed out on strike to fight for educational gains for their students.
That's what makes this strike so exciting for me. For 20 years, I heard from the AFT that we could not strike for working conditions or things that would improve learning for children. And now the Chicago teachers have done exactly that. And I think that this will have great implications across the country. The AFT is probably shaking in their boots because, you know, this is an upstart group within the AFT. Chicago CORE won an election last year that enabled them to take over the Chicago Teachers Union. For me, this is very exciting.
Now, a few days ago, what you were saying that what Chicago needs and teachers across the country need is for this strike to continue.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that the strike served its purpose and ended at the appropriate time, or do you think it should have held out for more?
I am now a little bit reluctant to say much about that, not being there. I live in Vermont. I wanted to see it continue just to energize more teachers across the country. I followed one Chicago teacher on Twitter, and right after the end of the strike was announced, she put on Twitter, "Going to bed feeling like I was just part of something amazing." And I think she was.
Teachers have been taking it on the chin in cities across the country. This strike had popular support among the people of Chicago. What does that say about the whole approach to public employee unions and to blaming teachers for the poor state of education?
Well, I think it has something to say about how smart the Chicago Teachers Union has been. They've worked for the past year at garnering public support. And when representatives presenting their case went on Democracy Now, for example, one of the representatives was a parent, and one of them was a union team leader. And I think that reflects this engagement with the community. I heard from several people that when teachers on strikes went into police stations to use the lavatory, they got standing ovations. So, I mean, they had been out there explaining the problem and really garnering community support. It wasn't accidental or just luck. It was a deliberate policy, and it worked.
On the other hand, these school boards that, for instance, in Chicago, are appointed by mayors, consists of corporate CEOs, real estate moguls, almost anything but educators. How has the corporatization of public education affected the ability of teachers to do their jobs and the ability of students to learn?
Well, that corporatization is what's given us the Obama-Duncan education policy, Race to the Top, which teachers like to refer to as No Child Left Behind on steroids. It's totally corporate, and it's a disaster. It's deprofessionalizing teachers, giving them little say over how they do their jobs, not to mention demoralizing them. I think this has been a huge blow against that effort, and I like to think that it will continue. Patrick Sullivan, who's on the New York City panel, which is somewhat like a school board, he put on Twitter, "No one will ever look upon a teacher and think of her as a passive person to be bullied and walked on ever again." That's an important statement.
Well, with all this outcome-based educational policy that focuses on testing, at what point do they turn around and say, but we have an uneducated population at the end of the process, that something is failing?
I don't think they admit failure.
That's when they blame the teachers, right?
Yeah, you know, they'll turn to the way they blame the teachers for the economy now. And, you know, an interesting thing about basing all this on standardized test scores, those standardized tests have less regulation than producers of dog food. We don't know what's on those tests. Those are secret tests. And when something leaks, everybody is aghast. But we don't know what's on those tests. And I don't understand putting such high stakes and such faith in a bunch of people writing tests in Texas. It really doesn't make much sense.
Where do you think the next battleground will appear on this front?
I don't know. I'm so caught up in Chicago. Maybe New York City. I hear there are rumblings of several groups that would like to take over the United Federation of Teachers and do the same thing. So I think there's hope for New York City.
Susan Ohanian is the author of Why is Corporate America Bashing Our Public Schools?